This is Sunday morning, November 25th, 2018, The Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is My Ways Are Not Your Ways. Under this world system flesh reigns, mental reasoning sets the precedence of most people in the earth. Isaiah 55 talks about, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. But so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the things whereto I sent it. If you go on to read the chapter, it talks about changing things by the word of God, bringing people out of spiritual darkness. Flesh versus the spirit. Satan will always keep you in the flesh realm through self-care and self-improvement, which we've already kind of touched on this morning. Matthew 6, 24 through 34 talks about the two masters. One master, it's all about, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? They're riddled with care. The other master seeks first the kingdom of God, his way, his righteousness. And then all these things are added. The Holy Spirit will always keep you in the Spirit, taking no care, being transformed by renewing your mind. The strong spirit will sustain the flesh. Now I want to look at that scripture. This is Proverbs 18. 14. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit who can raise up or bear? So a person with a strong spirit is going to be able to resist things and stand strong as opposed to laying down. Isaiah 40 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Also talks about even youths get weary and stumble and fall, but that they wait upon the Lord. See, what the Spirit supplies to us, a strong spirit will supply to you, is more than a youth. You know, a youth in their prime and all their glory and all the strength and stamina they have cannot compare to what the strong spirit of a man will do for him. It quickens your mortal body. The spirit quickens the mortal body. The world system says eating right, having sure checkups, and exercising, these are the key components of a long and healthy life. But that's not what the Bible says. Let's look at 1 Timothy 4. First Timothy is talking about the signs of our times. Verse 1 says, but the Spirit distinctly and expressly declares that in latter times some will turn away from the faith, giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines that demons teach, through the hypocrisy and pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid people to marry, to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and have knowledge of the truth. For everything God has created is good, and nothing is to be thrown away or refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is hallowed and consecrated by the word of God and by prayer. So he's instructing his congregation not to fall in with doctrines of devils, Abraham and Sarah, Joshua and Caleb, Moses. The stamina I'm talking about, God by the Spirit quickened them. Joshua and Caleb, Joshua was taking the mountain with the giants on it at 85. I remember listening to Brother Copeland one time, and he was talking about praying for people, and in the Spirit, he saw their spirits. And he said you'd see this big, quite large person, and then they'd have a stick figure, their spirit was a stick figure. Or you'd see someone that had this giant intellect, but their spirit was a stick figure. They'd spend all their times working on all these fleshly things, or soulish things, but then they didn't have any strong spirit to sustain them. Okay, don't waste your time on what is not or what is unprofitable. The spirit man that is strong will never steer you wrong. It will put you over in the storms of life, giving you peace from strife. house on the rock or house on the sand. Your real strength is from your spirit man. Build him up and spend as much time as you can on him. As the world weighs in you, wait a minute. Is the world's ways in you and coming out of you, or are you flinging forth the kingdom ways? In other words, there's a scripture Jesus talked about. It's what you put in, you will come out. Out of the inner good storehouse, a man will spring forth good. Out of the evil storehouse, man will spring forth evil. It's what you put in. Okay. A strong spirit will sustain you when you need it. It will always see you through, but a weak spirit, who can bear? The flesh is merely the house or clothing for the spirit. Now get that. It's about like a jacket, that cape you're wearing. Why would you spend hours and hours and hours on that, and then you're failing in your spirit? See what I'm saying? It's merely the clothing of the spirit. The real you is the spirit man on the inside of you. And another thing that Brother Copeland said, this spirit man fills you out. This is actually like a well-fitted coat that goes over your spirit. You just step out of this thing when you go. That's why there's no stinging. It's like taking your coat off and pitching it over there. That body's like that old coat. You just keep on you, and you think, oh. The flesh is merely the house or clothing for the spirit. The spirit man is the real you. Shouldn't you spend most of your time developing the real you? When a mind is fully renewed to think the way God thinks, what will happen? No sickness, no bondage, or no lack. Heaven on earth, isn't that the goal? When my mind starts going the way of self-care or self-improvement, the Lord says, call it the way you want it. I get stuff all the time from these people, all this keto mess and all this miracle stuff of these big fat women now, these skinny stick people, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be rude, but I'm going to say, not interested. The world fertility... Romans 16. This is how a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman had a baby. It wasn't from fertility testing. No. Most cater to the flesh, and it has the upper hand through their reasoning. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. This could have gone with my other teaching. We must put the flesh under and give into the spirit. This is being well balanced. We're coming out of the wrong way of living into the right way of living. God called it out of the darkness and out of the void. You can too. Speaking to your mountains, a strong spirit will override the needs of the flesh like sleep. Jesus, in different places you would see, he would go up into the mountain and pray all night. His need to have his spirit full overrode his fleshly desires or needs, even sleep. He deemed it more important than sleep. For most people, it's the other way around. How did his disciples live? Needy. Mark 4, they're out there in the boat, and Jesus is asleep in the boat. And they're going, Lord, help us. Don't you care? What happened? Jesus got up, used his authority, and said, where's your faith? How did Jesus act? He didn't stop and pray. He spoke to his mountain. He drew from what was on the inside, that supply, that flow. That neediness will go when you walk in the flow. Because you'll just be, when you're flowing like that, it's just bam, 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 bam. You're not stopping and having a prayer meeting. Because you're just flowing and you're just getting instructions all the time. It's just yeah, 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 all the time. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's not, well, we better pray. We had a meeting. It was a good meeting. Two people got born again. One got filled with the Spirit. Now we need to gear up. We're going to have another one. We need to be praying, 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 praying. No, you need to be walking in your authority. This is what he's been saying to us this morning. Quit thinking it's a stop and start thing. It's the lifestyle. Okay. It's inside of you just like it was inside of Jesus. When you get born again, it says, we're going to go up there to that mountain and call God down to help us. We don't have to do that. He's in us all the time, speaking to us, leading us, showing us what to do. All right. Lord, come down and help me. No, believe and speak. Walk this way, talk this way. Here's the common characteristics of a child. Why all the time? I want all the time. I need all the time. I want, I think, I feel all the time. God wants us to speak to our situation. Speak what we want. Call forth what we have. We have the resources. Just because we can't see it, because faith is the unseen realm. If faith ever comes, if it ever manifests, it's no longer faith. You understand that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.